In the majestic cathedral of St. John the Evangelist, some of the highest-ranking leaders of the American Episcopal Church joined Gretchen Rehberg for one of the most important days of her life. It's been a long journey for the Pullman native to this position where she now leads 36 churches in eastern Washington and northern Idaho. After high school, Rehberg left the family farm, thinking someday she wanted to join the ministry. But she took a different direction. She went to college, got a Ph.D. in organic chemistry at the University of Minnesota, and went to Bucknell University in Pennsylvania to teach.
But that call to ministry never went away. And I kept feeling it and trying to figure out what to do about it. And what I realized is I needed to either respond or stop praying. And I wasn't willing to stop praying.
So she decided to become an Episcopal priest. She went to the seminary in New York City and was ordained in Pennsylvania. That's where she held her first church position. In 2005, she felt another call to come back home to be closer to family. She heard of an opening at the Episcopal Church in Lewiston.
Now, I'm a child of the Palouse, so I didn't think I'd like to live in the valley. I said, Lewiston, I don't know. But I fell in love with Lewiston. And I served there for 11 years. It was glorious.
When Spokane Bishop James Wagoner announced he would retire, Rehberg decided to apply. In the Episcopal Church, that meant she had to win an election against three other candidates, which she did last October. Church patrons began arriving at the cathedral 2 hours before Rehberg's ordination ceremony. Clergy members came from all over. They dressed in red and white robes. After a long procession, Rehberg sat in a front row pew. Occasionally, she knelt before a small group of clergy led by Michael Curry, the church's presiding bishop. That's the Episcopal Church's version of a spiritual leader. One part of the ceremony that I found really interesting, and that was where you were kneeling in front of the five, I guess they were all bishops,
yep.
And then you stand up, and all these people close in around you. It's like a huddle. And you were kind of at the center of the huddle of about 12 people. What was it like to be right in the middle of that?
Yeah, and actually I wasn't standing up. I was still kneeling. And that's when they are laying hands on me and praying that the Holy Spirit fill me. It's an incredibly powerful moment. And interestingly enough, our presiding bishop said to the bishops before that, now remember, we lean on Jesus. We don't lean on Gretchen. So don't push too hard. And I have to tell you that they were pushing pretty hard.
Soon the presiding bishop was asking the congregation whether they wanted Rehberg as their spiritual leader.
That is our will.
Will you go home, Gretchen, as
bishop? We will.
Do you feel ready for this job?
Oh, you're never ready, but you live and you do the best you can anyway, and I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
I'm Doug Nadvornik in Spokane.